Hey, Katie.
Yeah?
Want to make a podcast?
Sure. Can we talk about outrageously dark and scary things like murder and aliens?
Yeah. And is it cool if we talk about beautiful things like divination and astrology?
Yeah, that'd be cool. Hi, we're Katie and Kelly, hosts of the podcast, All Things Outrageously Dark, Scary, Beautiful, and Totally True.
We recognize there's a lot of podcasts out there, but what sets us apart is our professionalism and dedication to our research.
New episodes every Wednesday. Tune in, and of course,
have the day you deserve.
So, Nicole, I came to the recent observation that you and I are real witches because being born, the both of us, on June 22nd, that means that we were conceived in the month of October.
So October is egg donor bio mom's birthday. Mm-hmm. So I know how I was conceived.
As do I.
Birthday sex.
It was after
you were after a barbecue.
That was after a barbecue. Yeah. Who has a barbecue in October, though? Oh, Brianna. You know? She knows that.
Yeah. I mean, it fits her personality.
All that fiery energy. Hi, everyone. You're listening to the Spiritual Sisters podcast. This is Gabrielle Celeste. I am the younger sister born on June 22nd.
Hi. She's the barbecue baby. I'm the birthday baby. Hi, it's Nicole. Oh my gosh, we have a lot to do today.
We do. We really do.
Okay, we do. Let's see. First, you guys, check out our pod friends. Oh my gosh, we have a lot of pod friends now.
We do.
We have, yeah, Beyond the Shadows, duh. All Things Outrageously Dark, Scary, Beautiful, and Totally True, duh.
Hey.
We have, oh my gosh. Tales, Trails, and Taverns, Joe and Rob, because now Joe has a co-host.
That's fun.
We've got The Haunted and Strange with Amanda and Sean, and Sean's from the UK, so we like listening to that. We have One Nothing with another Amanda and David, and David has a really cool Instagram page where he posts a lot of like paranormal videos that he finds on like TikTok. So I really love his page. You can really go down a rabbit hole on his page. I really, really enjoy it. We have, oh my gosh, I'm trying to think off the top of my head. We have The Suspended Sentence, mother and daughter duo that talk about true crime cases. We have A Call to Madness with Tyler. Tyler, I'm sorry, I haven't listened yet. I'll get there. I'm trying to catch up with everybody else's. It's it's hard to keep up. And Cryptids, Creeps, and Conspiracy with Natasha. You know, I love conspiracy. I'm not super into cryptids. They've never really been my jam, but I do like a good conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
And just all of our other friends that we don't really mention too much on here. Well, we do sometimes behind the Emerald Veil. We have Reclaimed with Kyla now. We have... Oh my gosh, who am
Queen
I forgetting?
Mother. Queen Mother.
Queen Mother. Oh my gosh.
Queen Mother. Equestrian Queen. Perspective.
Equestrian Perspective. I feel like there's one more. Maybe we're missing more. If we're missing you guys. Oh, duh, Like Mother, Like Murder. Oh my gosh, hey. Heather and Rachel. And Heather has the same birthday as Amanda from One Nothing Podcast. So they're birthday twins like us. I don't think they're the same age though. I think Amanda's a baby.
I also want to shout out the Divine Health Podcast. I was just featured on there recently, and Pam is so lovely, and I really
I don't think I've listened yet.
It's all good. I really like the layout of her show. And then one that probably has no idea that we're going to mention them, but The Spiritual Gaze, G-A-Y-Z. They are actually they're my astrology teachers, and I've been asked quite a bit who I've studied with. That's who I studied with, guys. And I've also taken classes with Anne Orderly. She has a podcast too, and she drops daily. I'm like, damn, girl.
Oh.
Yeah. So she, a Cupful of Stars, I think is what it is. And she has it on her Patreon, but she's an OG in the space for sure.
Let's also not forget Common Mystics.
Oh my gosh, how could we? Can't wait.
We can't. And Graveyard Tales, you know, Graveyard Tales, oh my gosh, well, I'm blanking on the names. Adam reached out to us when we first started.
Yeah, he did.
Because I've followed them for years and I'm like a fangirl, always commenting on his page. And so he checked us out and gave us some pointers. So that was really nice.
Totally.
So, yeah. And then also the Woo Curious podcast. I need to listen to them also, but those are our friends that they don't know that we're friends.
I just wanted to say you do a really good job of keeping in touch with all of our podcast friends.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work and I don't have a lot of energy, but I try because I like friends. So, all right, guys. Fun holidays. We got February 26th, Talefairy Tale Day. February 27th, No Brainer Day. February 28th, Public Sleeping Day. I could totally get down with that. I love to sleep. I love naps. So that sounds like the holiday for me. March 3rd, I Want You to Be Happy Day. Oh, Gabs, I want you to be happy.
Oh, thank you. Do you not think I'm not happy? Questionable.
Moving on, March 3rd. If pets had thumbs day. So what would you do if your pets had a thumb? You know, one time I woke up and, well, I was awake, obviously. I was leaving the house. It was like 4:30 in the morning. And there was a fucking raccoon in the tree. And it was just watching me walk by. And they're so fucking creepy because they have those like little hands and like thumbs. Creepy as fuck.
But their eyes,
I thought it was going to, yeah, it was just staring at me. I thought it was going to attack me.
Oh my God. I can just picture you doing that.
It was like 4:30 in the morning. And I'm like, what is this doing? And it had its hands like on the tree and it did this.
No, stop.
Watching me. It was awful. Yeah. Anyway.
I had a thought.
Okay. Yes.
Do you know how loved ones can essentially infiltrate the bodies of animals to show you that they're around? It's actually their spirit. What if it was the spirit of a loved one just trying to creep on you in the body of a raccoon?
I mean, I wish they would have picked a different animal at a different time.
Right.
So, okay. We haven't done a check-in in a while. Let's do a quick check-in. The people want to know what's been going on with you. You were just at a workshop with our queen mother.
Oh my gosh.
And you did amazing. Yeah. From
thank you.
The time that I was there. Haven't been able to catch the replay. I don't know if we've gotten it yet.
Oh my gosh, you need to catch the replay because
I know.
She, and in the last 5 minutes, she's like, Nicole's a riot. And I was like, yes. And then that was when your headphone died. I'm like, how is your headphone dead at this point in time?
It doesn't want me to hear it.
Apparently so.
It's like, if I hear that, then it's going to go to my head. So the universe is protecting me.
I feel like you're pretty balanced with that. But yeah, I was in the workshop and that was so cool. We have an expanded audience from, you know, I've noticed the numbers go up. So that was really exciting. As well as the episode with her. Yeah. And I don't mean, it's just.
Hi to the new people that are here.
Hey, welcome. We love making new friends.
Yeah.
I'm expanding my business. I'm very busy. I'm just shredding along. I booked my vacation, my first vacation in over a year and a half because I've been that busy and I made time for it. Thank you, tax return, baby. There we go.
Oh, yeah.
And I just have some things to look forward to in the next couple of months. So I'm super excited. What about you?
I don't have any vacations to look forward to. So boo. let's see. Right now, we're doing round two of IVF, so that's been a different experience than the first one. I'm definitely a lot more tired this time around, definitely a lot more moody, a lot more irritable, but I was talking to Kelly the other day from All Things Outrageously Dark, Scary, Beautiful, and Totally True, and I was telling her how the last time around, I was really like energized and I felt really good, but I hadn't put two and two together until that moment when I was talking to her that I had just quit my job and I didn't have anywhere to go. So I wonder how much of my mood wasn't necessarily tied to the hormones and the injections, but tied to like me being in like just a different state of mind, right? Like where, like, so this week, for example, I've had to drive out to Santa Barbara super, super early in the morning before work starts because I start work so early.
Yeah.
And so I'm up really early. Whereas before, Oh, it's them.
Did you see that? It's the
yeah. I think because I think it does that. I think it picks it up when you move. It does it sometimes. It did it to me on Instagram the other day.
That's so
anyway,
weird.
Squirrel. So anyway, before when I was doing it, I could just take my son to school and then, you know, take my time driving out there and take my time driving back. And now it's different. So I think a lot of my good mood and energy overall last time had more to do with the fact that I was an unemployed housewife and loving it. So anyway, and that's what's going on over here. New job is cool though. New job is definitely less less emotionally and like mentally draining. So yeah. I feel like I have more energy when I get home.
Yeah.
Not the physical energy, but I just have more mental energy and clarity to do the things that I need to do to like parent. And so that's been nice. So that's what's going on here. So we'll have surgery someday next week. And that's quick and easy. And I don't know if I've shared this before, but I'm kind of weird. I like being put out under anesthesia. I think it's kind of funny. It's kind of like a fun experience. And I've been under anesthesia so many times that I actually kind of look forward to it. It's kind of like a game. So
yeah,
it'll be fun.
Yeah, you do pretty well with that. You kind of, in a weird way, look forward to all the things they prescribe you after. If that's not too
I don't
much
get prescribed
share.
Anything after this, though.
Aww.
Oh, yeah, I do love me some good pharmaceuticals, but yeah, I don't get anything after this because it doesn't really hurt. You know, it's just they give you some propofol, you know, Michael Jackson's milk.
Uh-huh.
And then they, that's it. They tell you to take ibuprofen after. So it's easy peasy.
Not too bad of a time.
Yeah. So that's what's going on here, guys. So send me all the good vibes when you hear this because let's see, this will come out Tuesday and surgery will be probably Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. So keep me in your good thoughts, please, and thank you.
Yep.
Okay. Moving on. Whew.
I'm excited.
What are we talking about? I'm excited too.
I feel like I'm about to learn quite a bit from the manifestation queen over here, guys.
Is Catherine Zankina here?
One day, guys. We're putting that out there.
One day. Oh, we're going to manifest that we're going to have Catherine Zankina, manifestation babe, on our pod. Okay. So today we're going to do a fun, quick little episode. We hope it's quick about manifestation. So, Gabs, what is manifestation?
I feel as though this is not the accurate definition, but
it doesn't matter.
I understand manifestation to be the realization of the appearance of things that you've been calling to you in the 3D form on an energetic level over a period of time. And then it shows up literally like in the physical for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yay. Yes.
What's the official definition though? That's what I want to know.
Well, there's a few.
Okay.
So let me just go back. Recently, I have been so into manifestation, which I never thought I would be. Like everybody knows the term, right? Everybody knows.
Yeah.
The term manifestation. Everybody uses the term manifestation. A lot of people maybe aren't using it correctly. I mean, we didn't. I still don't. I'm trying to get better about it. But that is something that has really caught my attention lately because I have come to realize, and we'll get there, that I have manifested everything in my life without realizing it, right? Because I wasn't like actively trying to manifest things, but we'll talk about that. So it all started when you sent me a podcast episode that Anna Marie, hey girl, sent to you, I think.
Yeah.
And it was about the energetics of money by Manifestation Babe. And I couldn't sleep one night. And so I was like, okay, it's like 2 a.m. I don't know what I was doing. Why I decided to listen to a podcast in the middle of the night, because I never do that. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't pick up my phone in the middle of the night. I don't listen to things. But one night I did. And I was like, oh, I really like her. Let me listen to her a little bit more. And I got hooked. She's so good. I really just love listening to her story. She's so, like, real. She's so relatable. She's very She's very bougie and she makes no apologies about being bougie, but she's also very real. And so I appreciate that balance of like, I can still be bougie and want this good handbag, but like, I'm still going to keep it real and talk about the things that like aren't glamorous and pretty. Right. So I really, you know me, I like people that are like real and relatable. Like I don't like curated and.
And she's really easy to listen to speak.
Yeah.
Like she's.
She has an easy voice to listen to.
She flows and I see like. Even how she dictates and like she communicates the message. Do you know if she's a projector in human design? I feel like she has to be a manager.
She's a manifester or a generator. I can't remember.
That if she were a manifester, that would make a lot of sense because they're just like the speakers, the former kings and queens in previous lifetimes. I just learned that today, actually. So that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly. It's one of the two. It's a manifester or a generator.
Yeah. Cool.
So anyway, she has a program and I ended up enrolling in her program and it wasn't at all what I expected. And I learned so much. Mm-hmm. I learned so much. I don't even know where to start. And then somehow we got turned on to be magnetic. How did we find them?
I had known about them, but then I was sent an episode from a girlfriend as I was doing the inner child work. And it was right around the time
that with me.
Mm-hmm, and it was right around the time where they had just put up tickets for their LA event in December. We're going this year. It's fine. Mm-hmm. We're going to go.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of like the trickle effect. And you had asked me, you're just like, what's the difference between TBM and manifestation, babe? Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't know, but I do like a lot. I mean, I love both TBM and MBA.
Yes.
They're both great. Yes. Fantastic.
Hey, you.
Yeah, you.
Are you into weird shit? Yeah?
You into cryptids?
What about hauntings? Yeah, I've got a ghost for you.
Oh, you like overworldly beings?
Me too. Check out all these aliens. We have plenty. How do you feel about a good legend?
Want to hear about spooky happenings?
Yeah, you do.
Let us show you what we've got.
Hey guys, grab a drink and join us, Amanda and Sean, every week while we dive into the strange and haunting topics that have piqued our interest.
See you over at The Haunted and the Strange, wherever you get your podcasts.
Stay spooky.
You guys definitely look into them. Manifestation Babe has a lot of freebies. So if you go on her website, she has tons of freebies, like journaling prompts. I'm looking at some right now. Tons of freebies. She gives away a lot of good information. TBM, I don't think has any freebies, but they do have a monthly membership. I don't know what the monthly price is now because I'm on the cheap one because I got it during the
Black Friday.
Like
the
Black
end of
Friday.
Year.
So I pay like $20 a month or something. But theirs is really good too. But again, I don't think they have anything for free. So if you guys are listening and by the time we're done with this episode, if you're interested, check out both of them. Maybe start with Manifestation Babe to get your freebies and then check out TBM. I think the podcast is To Be Expanded. So check out that podcast also and then check out the Manifestation Babe podcast. We'll link everything.
Yeah, both are great. Like even the TBM podcast, I get so much from that on a frequent basis because it's one of those podcasts that I listen to often. Before we get too into it, can you just tell the people what you like about both MBA and
yes,
TBM?
So I was going to go into that.
Oh,
are
cool.
You psychic
awesome.
Or something?
Sometimes, you know, so just weird. Depends on the day.
I really liked Manifestation Babe. I think I did it in the right order. I feel like Manifestation Babe is a good intro into manifestation. Mm-hmm. It really breaks things down very easily and it kind of just gets your mind working in a different way. I feel like it kind of gets you to see things differently, to think about things differently. So I think that was a good intro into manifestation. They go into also, she talks about the science and the things that are still kind of like over my head.
Yeah.
But I felt like that was a nice ease into it. And there is still a lot. I'm telling you guys, if you're ever interested in her program, she jam-packs that with, there is so much stuff in there. Like I would say Catherine Zinkina is like the queen of over-delivering. She over-delivers in everything she does. And Anna Marie can attest to this too. Like anything that she puts out, you're going to get so much more than what you paid. And she doesn't even price things very high. I think her prices are always pretty low. And then you just get so much. So I really love the fact that she's always like over delivering. So I would say it's a good intro. It breaks things down really easily in a way that you can understand it. To Be Magnetic is more science-based, more based on like neuroplasticity and the science of like, you know, changing your brain, which Manifestation Babe does talk about also, but not in as much detail. So Manifestation Babe is a good intro, like lay of the land, this is what it is. And then TBM is going to be, okay, now this is a science and this is how we're going to do it.
Yeah.
Very, very specific and science-based. So I like mm-hmm. both of them for different mm-hmm. reasons. I think if I would have started with TBM, it maybe wouldn't, I would have understood it, but I don't think I would have had as good of a foundation of understanding.
Yeah.
So that would kind of be my thought, like start with Catherine and then move over to Lacey.
I did the reverse and I think you did it right for sure. I will say I really liked the DIs, the drop-ins for TBM.
I
love them.
That's why I got it, because I wanted the DIs.
Yeah. I started off with their inner child program, like for the healing, because that's one of like
their- start with the. With the how to manifest, and then you move to inner child.
See, guys, I didn't do it. Well, it was a one-off, so I just got that because I think they had it like one-off, and that I knew that that was the focus, and so that was my introduction to like their services aside from the podcast. And you can get really emotional during breath work and during the DIs. Like, guys, just prepare for it because that's like where the work is
always
done.
Crying.
Always,
I'm always crying when I do that.
But it's like at least you know it's leaving your body, you know, and everything's purging.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So those are our two recommendations as far as if you're wanting to look more into manifestation, either of those are great places to start. So actually, they're both good places to go. I would say start with Catherine and then sprinkle in some TBM, but whatever you guys want. If you're smarter than me, which a lot of you I'm sure are, go straight to TBM.
And give them time too. Like it's not something that's supposed to be done overnight.
No, not at all. So manifestation is, there's a few different definitions. These definitions I'm taking straight from Catherine's and Kina. For those of you that did my vision board workshop, some of this isn't to sound familiar because we talked about this in the beginning just so I could give you like a good basis of understanding of why and how when we were talking about the vision boards. But it is, so several definitions. 3D printing a desire into your reality using your mind. So that's kind of what you were saying earlier, Gabs. Mm-hmm. Using the laws of the universe to get what you want. And one thing that I didn't realize before I jumped into this work is how many universal laws there are and how they all play a role. So maybe one day we'll jump into that, but there's so many universal laws. It's kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. Another definition is going from seeing something in your mind to seeing something in your life. I would say I heard about manifestation, I think we have all heard the word, but I don't think I really knew about it until maybe right before my son was born or around that time. I know it was before I got pregnant with him.
Really?
That's so surprising. His dad told me about the movie The Secret.
Yeah, The Secret. I was like, that's...
And it was... The entry. So dumb. It was like the dumbest movie I've ever seen. I was talking about this in the vision board workshop, how it's so cheesy and corny. And I was like, I don't know how I feel about this. And did I read the book? I don't even know if I read the book.
Our uncle has it, our Theo in San Diego. I remember I was literally in junior high and he was like so high off of this book that was gaining a lot of traction.
Yeah.
I don't think I realized it was manifestation until many years later. So, but
right.
I remember the phase.
A lot of people think that it's new, but it's not new. It's been around forever, but it just kind of like took a while for it to get
to catch fire,
translated
almost
into modern conversations so that we can understand it in like modern times. Mm-hmm. And they say that the term law of attraction first appeared in a book called The Secret Doctrine, and that was back in the 19th century. So it's been around for a long time. And there's even talk about it being around. So there's some quotes that come from from the Bible, come from, oh my gosh, you guys are going to hate me. What is Buddha's book? So bad with religion.
It's not Taoism, is it?
I don't know. But no. Buddha had a.
It's completely different. Savannah, correct us.
tell us. I'm so bad with religion. This is why I went to spirituality, because I suck at religion. Buddha had a quote about manifestation. So it's something that's been around forever, according to these quotes that are taken from these holy books. And eventually, though, there were different authors that started writing about manifestation and the law of attraction. So Wallace D. Wattles, he is one of the authors that talked about it. He has a book called The Science of Getting Rich. And I'm listening to it right now on YouTube because it's on there for free. And it's a quick book, so it's an easy listen. But a lot of it in there, I'm listening to it. I'm like, oh, he's not really using the word manifestation, but that's what he's talking about. He's talking about manifestation. Napoleon Hill, I haven't read any of his books, but I have some of his books on my wish list to start jumping into. And then Esther Hicks, a lot of people in the spiritual community have probably heard of, like, Esther Hicks and Abraham. So that's all stuff that they talk about also. So it just started catching more momentum. And then in 2006, that's when the book, The Secret, came out, and then eventually the movie. And then that's when it kind of, like, blew up and became more mainstream. And so there's kind of some thoughts where it's like, okay, well, if it's been around so long, then why isn't anybody talking about it, right? Yeah. If it's something that's been around since biblical times, why don't more people know more about it? Or why don't more people practice it? Why isn't it something that's more common? And so there's a few reasons. So what are some of your thoughts?
As to why? Natural skepticism.
Yeah.
The patriarchy and the government not wanting us to be in touch with their higher selves for control. Don't get me started. We had the podcast before the podcast earlier today, guys. And I was just like, I'm pretty sure I just downloaded this. Nicole and I was telling her, I was like, our food system, big pharma.
She was on a roller. It was like not even 9 a.m. And I was just like, I can't follow you. Goodbye.
I cannot. No. Those are my two suggestions.
Okay. So yeah, I mean, there's a few different reasons. There's, like, different theories. So one is that at some point it became, like, an elite secret. So something that was only known to the higher echelon, the elite of society.
Yeah.
And that it was just kind of kept and maintained in there, right? And so
that makes sense, because I was just thinking, because you were like, have you listened to Mandy and Allison of Beyond the Emerald Veil, their latest episode? Behind the Emerald Veil. Guys, Behind the Emerald Veil.
You're right.
Yeah. Beyond and Behind, always. Anyways.
Always.
Every time. They were talking about celebrities and just kind of, like, spirituality and how it's kind of abused in that tier of society, I suppose, the elitism, and how they basically are, like, at higher levels, is at least how they framed, or they had explained it. It was a really good episode.
It was really good.
Yeah. And how they, like, can basically use it to their advantage. And I'm like, oh my God, so much of it made sense the way it was explained. And so that makes sense that for the longest time, this was only a skill set available to or known about by elites.
And if you guys are listening to this episode on the day it comes out, go and find that episode. It would be the most recent one because it just came out this week. So go and check that episode out. It was really good. There's a few reasons. So one of the reasons why it's said to not be common knowledge is because the less we know about, like, how powerful we are, the easier we are to control. So that kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
The more we're conditioned to believe that we are victims of our circumstances, the easier it is for us to self-destruct. I mean, we see that all the time.
I mean, we've done it to all ourselves. The time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Self-sabotage for the win, guys. Just kidding. Don't listen to that. Not advice.
Let's see. Which is the other one that I want to share? There's a lot.
Which one did you identify with the most?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
So moving on to some other theory. Or not other theories, but just other kind of reasons why maybe it's not common knowledge. Is that even in, like, modern times, religious figures will say that, like, manifestation is the work of the devil or you're practicing Satanism, even though it's older than a lot of organized religion. So take that how you will. Another reason that they thought that maybe it wasn't so common knowledge was because they didn't want it to get so well known that people were going to use it for bad. So it was maybe.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was kept more in that like elite, high society, royalty arena because it, if someone learns about it and is going to use it for bad, kind of similar to like what they were talking about on Behind the Emerald Veil.
Yeah.
We don't want that, right? We don't want manifestation being used for bad or being used for egos. So those are some of the reasons why maybe it isn't such common knowledge. So there were a couple stories that I shared in the vision board workshop. Well, there was a few that I shared. I'm just going to share a couple about how manifestation has been brought up in like mainstream or like pop culture. I'm sure a lot of you have heard the story about Jim Carrey, but for those of you that haven't, Jim Carrey's
is psychic.
He's pretty woke.
It's funny you bring him up because I was reading that book I told you about in the podcast before the podcast today, and it listed him, Alanis Morissette, Scarlett Johansson as being highly psychic as the example written by like, yeah, I thought that, well, he's the example about like, he wrote down on a piece of paper that he was going to be a millionaire by this period of time or something like that. And he quite literally manifested that.
Yeah. So that's a story I was going to tell. So Jim Carrey, before he made the movie, I think it was Dumb and Dumber. He wrote a check to himself for $5 million and he post-dated it and he kept it in his wallet. And so he had that kind of as like, you know, one of his steps towards it. But he also took it a step further and he would take drives down Mulholland. Is it Mulholland Drive or Mulholland Avenue Road? What is
it? Boulevard? Mulholland Boulevard?
I don't know. Over on Mulholland.
Those are LA Avenue? Know. AV? Yeah.
No, fucking Mulholland. He took drives on Mulholland where all of the producers and actors, right, all of the Hollywood industry people are typically at. And he would envision himself getting scripts and he would envision himself working with people. And he was still doing the work, right? It wasn't just, oh, I'm going to be rich and famous one day, but like not doing anything. Like he was putting in the work. And then he eventually, like 5 years later, right, he had post-dated this check for 5 years. He found out he was going to be making $5 million for Dumb and Dumber. So that's like one of the stories that we've heard a lot, I would say, in manifestation. And then another story that I heard recently was his name is Steve Howie. And he was on Shameless. Did you watch Shameless, Gabs?
No.
Lame.
Was it good?
Did you watch Reba?
Yeah. Oh, I know. Oh, yes.
The big tall guy?
Yeah. His ex-wife was the girl that was on Sex Life on Netflix and is now dating the hottest Australian man ever. Yes. I know exactly who you're talking about.
So he was telling the story about when that happened, right? When she was filming Sex Life and got stuck in Canada, wherever they were filming.
Oh.
During COVID, him and his kids were home, right? Because there were all the travel restrictions. They were home. And he said he was going stir crazy with them. And he was like, hey, let's make vision boards. So him and his kids made vision boards. And they made their vision boards and, you know, eventually forgot about them. Well, a few years later, he got a role in this TV show. And it was a TV show for the 90s movie True Lies, but they turned it into a series. I think just came out maybe last year.
Wow.
And his son was like, look, Dad, your picture, like the promo picture, that's like the picture you put on your vision board.
Oh my gosh.
And he looked at his vision board and he was like, oh shoot, like this is almost like exactly the same picture that I had put on the vision board.
Yeah.
But it was him in the suit. So he was like, I manifested it without even like realizing it. So I thought that was a cool story he told on the Not Skinny But Not Fat podcast.
Was he in the scary movies? Like back in the day?
I just knew him from Reba and Shameless.
I mean, okay, well, while you're doing your thing, I'm going to Google that.
You're going to look it up? Okay. So once I started jumping into learning about manifestation through MBA and TBM, I came to realize that I have manifested pretty much everything in my life without realizing it because I don't think about, oh, I'm going to manifest this. I just think about something. And so I have a little list of things that I've manifested, and I want to kind of tell you how I think I've manifested these things as like a cautionary tale for the things that were both good and bad, okay? Yeah. So one of the things that I have manifested in my life, is my poor little boy's eyesight. So my little boy has not the greatest eyesight, and he needed glasses at a really young age, and he had to have surgery. Oh gosh, how old was he when he had that surgery?
It was a couple years back.
He was like six.
Yeah. That's about right. COVID.
It was right before our wedding. Mm-hmm. So we were trying to have the surgery done before the wedding because we needed his eyes to heal and not be red because it was all red. So anyway, I manifested his eyesight, and here's how I did it. When I was pregnant with my son, and even after he was born, I kept saying, I want him to have his dad's eyes because his dad has beautiful eyes. And I kept saying, I want him to have his eyes. I want him to have his eyes. Well, I didn't specify that I wanted him to have his eye color. I said eyes, and his dad has shitty vision too. So once my poor son had all these vision issues, his dad's like, well, that's your fault. You kept saying you wanted him to have my eyes. You didn't specify what part of my eyes, and he got my bad vision. So shit. So yeah. I manifested my son's poor eyesight because I wasn't specific. And when you're talking to the universe about your manifestations, you have to be specific because the universe isn't here. Oh, you want him to have his eyes? Done. That's what I got. I should have said eye color. Now I know for next time. I have manifested my husband. And you know what's really funny, Gabs? So I remember, because right, I've never really been that much into manifestation. Mm-hmm. But at the wedding, when I was giving my speech, I think I said I manifested my husband. And
yeah,
I remember
you
looking
did.
Back and thinking, why did I say that I manifested him? I don't use that word. I don't use that word.
I have it on video. But it's like you gave the example of you having that conversation with Libra Bestie. Mm-hmm. And you guys had written down over a night when you guys were having drinks. I don't know what you guys were doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you were like,
I'll tell you exactly what we were doing. That's part of the story.
Oh, perfect. So, okay. Well, I'll let you take it then.
So I had just gone through a horrible breakup and I was so sad. And I was like, okay, this is what I want my partner to look like. And I mean, not look like, but I had this laundry list of things that I wanted. And I can remember some of them. I'll try to say some that I remember. Okay, so one was he needed to speak Spanish. He needed to be educated. He needed to not have kids. He needed to never be married. He needed to be funny. He needed to be loyal. He needed to be committed. He needed to be well-dressed. He needed to be, what else? 5'10" and over. And I can't remember the rest, but that was kind of the gist, right? Like loyal, funny, trustworthy, mm-hmm. honest, intelligent, right? All those things. And my husband checked off like all those boxes except for the height because he's like 5'9" maybe.
It's not bad.
He's not 5'10". He tries to say he is, but he's not. But you know, so whatever. I'll take an inch.
Yeah.
And I wrote it down and kind of not forgot about it, but you know, just kind of put out of my mind. But I knew what kind of partner I wanted. And then I met my husband and I was like, where has this man been all my life? And he like checked off all those boxes, which I didn't remember until like the day before we got married.
That's
and I was
wild.
Like, oh shit. Right? Isn't that kind of
so
crazy?
Wild. Yeah. And you said it in the speech, literally.
Yeah. Cause I didn't think about it until the day before. I manifested my beautiful wedding ring, but I did not want it. So I was very specific about the kind of wedding ring I did not want. And I told my husband, I don't want this. I don't want this. I don't want this. And I got exactly what I said I didn't want. And my ring is beautiful, but it just wasn't what I wanted. So I manifested that by focusing so much on I don't, I don't, I don't, I don't. So one thing to keep in mind is that like our subconscious mind, which is actually where we do manifest from, and the universe, like they don't understand the words don't. They don't understand that part. So by saying don't, well, they're not hearing that. They're just picking up on what you don't want. And they're like, done. You don't want that kind of ring? Done. We're going to bring it to you. So that was another thing that I manifested that I was like, oh, like this is the one thing I didn't want. And that's exactly what I got. But whatever. I get compliments on it all the time.
True.
I some bigger things that I've manifested, like I have really manifested my infertility issues that I've talked about. And that one has been probably the hardest one to come to terms with as far as that I kind of caused that. But I can see how I did that because I knew, I kept saying, it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard. And what happened? We're trying to have a baby and it's hard. And I literally, I think, caused that by saying, it's going to be hard. We're not going to be able to have a baby that easy. It's going to be this. It's going to be that. I really think I caused that also because I focused so much on that the universe is like, oh, okay, you want it to be hard? Well, here you go. Like, it's going to be really hard now. I would say even with my past job, even with my current job, but in my mind, right, we're kind of taught you go to school, you get a job that has a pension and you have insurance and, you know, you just do that and you get your 2 weeks of vacation a year and you're happy with that. Well, that's just what I thought you were supposed to do. It wasn't necessarily what I wanted, but it's what I focused on and that's what I got and I fucking hated it.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm in a job that I think I've kind of manifested. I looked back at my gratitude calendar and all the things that I was manifesting and I was manifesting like time freedom and like a flexible schedule. And I have more of a flexible schedule now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've manifested that. Now I'm trying to manifest the second part of that, which is like the time freedom with the financial abundance. Yeah. But that's step two.
Mm-hmm.
So those are like some of the things that I've realized that I've manifested, good and bad. So what can you think of that you've manifested, good or bad? What you know from doing the work that you've jumped into.
I have a question. In human design, are you specific or non-specific manifester?
Non.
You're a non-specific. That's so interesting because that's, and for all our human design spiritual girlies out there, let us know. But I understand that to be you just kind of feeling into the sensation of that manifestation and like calling, that's how you call it into you. Whereas like the specific, they have to be like very clear on mm-hmm. XYZ, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm a non-specific too. And so that's...
Of course you are.
You have me, right? You have me thinking. I'm like, oh my God. Because that's what I'm in the process of learning right now is how I manifest. And I had this conversation with our girlfriend out in AZ. And she's like, you know, since diving into this work, it's actually more challenging for me to manifest because I'm more aware of the spiritual than it was before. And I was like, God, that's so true because I feel the same way. But my focal point for my current studies hasn't been manifestation as much as it has been for you because I think you are very much like divinely led to the subconscious work and the work you're into right now
reason. Yeah.
It really is. Because for a little bit there, I'm like, I think you were kind of thinking like, what is my thing? Like, what am I studying? Like, what am I doing? And then this all kind of like came in last year. Pretty much for you.
I'm so fascinated by it. It's so interesting.
It's so like so meant for you. And it's so like on in line with like the work that you've done literally in your career.
Mm-hmm.
I would say I have manifested my current 9-to-5 for sure. I remember I had this passing thought on my walk a couple years back. And when you're walking, you're in a meditative state. And I was like, it would be so fun to have access to psychic readings whenever I want from like friends or whatever. And what do you know? That's kind of what
that's
we do
all
now.
We have access to.
Literally. Yeah. So there was that. Mm-hmm. And then I remember when I was in the process of leaving my previous corporate career, I was like, I want this type of job that's going to be flexible, remote entirely, so I can build my business up. Got that. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, mm-hmm. I'm not going to do it. I manifested my business, like the type of structure of the business that I was looking for, the business itself.
Well, those are all good things. What's like something bad that you've manifested that you can look back and say, oh shit, I manifested this without meaning to?
Oh, okay. The previous asshole in my life that kind of opened the door to all of this. Cause I remember calling in someone where I was like, I want someone that's local to the area, that's kind of like the golden boy to be someone, just all the things that you should not be calling in. And I called that type of person in. And I remember doing it. I remember sitting outside on the front porches. And I literally said that to the universe because I was in probably at that time without realizing it, a meditative state. And I got all of that. And it was heartache. But it also
but
was
you didn't
like
specify like mm-mm. what you wanted it to be, right? Mm-mm. So and that's like one of the things that they talk about too is having to be specific. So like one of the examples that Catherine gives is if you say you want more money, well, the universe, she says, is kind of like a puppy. So the universe is going to play fetch with whatever it is that you throw out there. So if you throw out there, I want more money, and you find a dollar the next day, the universe is like, see, I did good. Like, I brought you more money. But in actuality, you're like, no, 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 no. Like, I meant like, you know, $10,000 a month. Well, you didn't say that. You just said you wanted more money, and I brought you a dollar. So you're welcome, right? And so yeah. having to be really specific. So with that, you know, were you calling in just that person, but not as a forever person, right?
Right. And no, totally. That's exactly right. how I phrased it too, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
And now thinking back on it, every single guy I've anything, like it's always been in that context where I never called in like full-time, like long-term partnership. Mm-hmm. And now as I'm mm-hmm. in the journey of at least attempting to make more time to find partnership and invest in that area of my life, I'm now more aware than I ever have been of how I'm speaking to the universe. And that's actually something Queen yeah. Mother has said. She's like, the universe wants to bring you abundance. Abundance is one of the universal laws. Mm-hmm. It's a birthright. Yep. And I'm like, that is so true.
It is. Yeah. But a lot of people won't believe it because people have so many beliefs that like abundance is bad, right? Abundance of money, abundance of food, abundance of time. Like people just have these
and that's conditioning.
Limiting beliefs mm-hmm. about how these things are bad because this is how we were conditioned, right? We were conditioned that money is bad. Money is the root of all evil. Maybe not us specifically, but like society, right? Says yeah. money is bad. Money is the root of all evil. Rich people are evil. Rich people are greedy. You know, if you want money, you're just selfish or whatever yeah. it is. You're not going to know what to do with all that money. You know, think about people that win the lottery and then they blow it all. They don't know how to maintain that frequency with the money. And so the money oftentimes doesn't last them, right?
I was listening to a podcast today by, it's called The Unschool by Andy Eaton. She's Weeby Girl on Instagram. And she's very much like education about AI and your content going like viral using the tools available to you in today's modern age, since AI is totally a thing. And the guest that she just had on actually spoke about Catherine Zinkina. Like he mentioned her in that episode and how she was a previous client turned good friend and how her work pretty much just like speaks to the simplicity of like making large amounts of money and making money and being worthy of that without it being hard.
Yeah.
And he said in that episode, it was really good. He was like, you know, some people come into this money and they don't even know what to do with it. And that's a vibrational thing. It's like you
just said.
Was it
James Wedmore?
No, I'll pull up the name right now. It was such a good podcast. I was actually going to share it with you, but I was like, I wonder if you'd be into that because it's more of like an entrepreneurial, like spiritual. I don't even know how to describe it, but I'll send it to you.
Oh, I'm surprised it wasn't him. He's always talking about those things too. And he's buddies with her.
Yeah. She's such an expander for so many people.
Podcast.
So yeah, that's, it's so true, Nicole. It's like, he said it. He's like, how would you even know, or would you, people would even know how to spend that money? Like on what would they spend it on almost? Or I mean, but mm-hmm. if they're blowing it, then clearly they didn't have an issue.
Right. So those are like just different examples to kind of get you thinking about maybe, oh, what have I called into my life knowingly or unknowingly?
Yeah.
Another really big thing is the practice of gratitude. So, you know, that's a little, I would say it's a little, what's the word I'm looking for? It's a little controversial, I would say, the practice of gratitude, because some of the teachings before have been very much like, you know, just visualize and just be in that flow, but there's a lot more to it, to manifestation. But gratitude still is really important because think about it. When you gift somebody something, think about any time you've gifted somebody something and they're so grateful for it, does that make you want to gift them again or not gift them?
Of course,
it makes you want to gift them again. When you give something to somebody and they don't give a shit about it and there's no gratitude behind it, do you want to give them more?
No, I'm going to be like, fuck you, bitch. Just like that.
Right. Mm-hmm. So the universe is the same way. If the universe knows that you're grateful for the things that it's bringing you, it's going to want to bring you more, right? Mm-hmm. So even like lately, I remember I got, when I was in doing MBA, I got like a random check one day for like $10. I don't even know what it was. I was like, oh, thank you, universe, for my money. I got like a gift card, you know, to Starbucks. Thank you for this gift. So mm-hmm. I've really been trying to practice saying thank you for the things that I do have, yeah. no matter how small they are, yeah. right? A $5 gift card, a $10 rebate check, you know, anything, just because I want to be in that vibration of gratitude. So that's something else to keep in mind. That's not the only thing that's going to help you manifest. That's where I think a lot of the teachings, not maybe went wrong, but maybe where it was like misunderstood. Well, all you have to do is be grateful and like visualize it and you're going to get it. Well, there's like a lot more to it than that. And I think we'll probably save it maybe for another episode, or I don't know. Maybe I'll do a workshop on it. I was kind of thinking about it, but manifestation comes from your subconscious mind. So you are manifesting based on what you believe to be true in your subconscious mind. So you might think, I want to win the lottery. But if you ask your subconscious mind, do I think that I can win the lottery? What is your first answer?
Mine?
No, just in general. I'm just probably wondering for people. Probably no. Mm-hmm. And so if subconsciously you don't think you can win the lotto, what are the chances of you winning the lotto? If subconsciously you don't think you can win, then you're probably not going to play and you're not going to be that like vibrational match to the universe that you need to be in order to get those things. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the readings that I've been doing lately are really centered on the subconscious mind, really focused on the subconscious mind. So one book that I'm reading right now that Liz was talking about when she was on, Elizabeth, was Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself.
Yeah.
And he's talking a lot about that in the book.
Yeah.
There was a book, what's it called? I found it as a podcast, and it was, because it was in the public domain. So apparently if it's in the public domain.
What is that?
You can make a podcast. It means that like the copyright expired or it's like not protected anymore. So Joseph Murphy's The Power of Your Subconscious Mind. And that was another book that I heard about. And anyways, I found it on a podcast. So I have have the book here.
Yeah.
So I'm reading it that way.
Yeah.
That's another good book. I also have been reading
Zach Kravitz.
Reprogram Your Subconscious.
Yes. Huh? Sorry, I was mentioning the name of the guest that you had asked about for the podcast that I had just spoken to. Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, who is it?
Its name is Zach Kravitz. It was really good. I just sent you the episode. Mm-hmm. I can link it.
And I have been loving all of these books because it does teach so much. And I find it so fascinating how much our subconscious mind is in control. And one of the things that I shared in the workshop that I've learned recently is how the subconscious mind has a 95% influence over our reality. Mm-hmm. 95%. Our conscious mind, our logical mind, only has a 5% influence on our life and our reality. So I think that's wild. I think that's crazy. And right, it's subconscious. We don't know what's going on in there. We're not like aware of it. And that's what's really in control of our lives. Mm-hmm. I'm going to save the subconscious stuff though for another time, because that is a rabbit hole. Mm-hmm. But another thing to keep in mind with manifestations is that sometimes the universe is going to send us manifestations that are not quite what we're asking for. And they're almost sending us little tests.
Yeah.
And so the test can be, I really want this job and I got this job offer, but it doesn't have the pay that I want, or it's not in the location that I wanted. And so sometimes, because we're human, sometimes we have to take these offerings that are presented to us, right? Even if it's not maybe the money we want to make or the location we want to make. And so sometimes those can be like, you know, little bridge manifestations where it's like, okay, we're getting you closer to it. It's not quite there, but we're getting you ready. Sometimes these can be tests to see, well, how bad do you really want it, right? Are you a vibrational match for the thing that you're calling in? And when I was learning about that, it got me thinking about right before my husband and I started dating. So even though I had met him years before we started dating, you know, we were just friends. There was nothing going on. And I had been dating a couple guys, like right before mm-hmm. he and I got serious. And I was meeting some very nice men. They checked off a lot of the boxes. You know, they were educated. They were, you know, I think they both spoke Spanish. I mean, there was a few, but the last two that I'm thinking of, you know, they spoke Spanish and they were like funny and they were smart and they were well-dressed. And, you know, like one was a homeowner, like had his shit together, you know, a good career and just, you know, all these things. But they weren't quite it. There was a lot of boxes that they weren't meeting. And I was thinking about it. And like the boxes that they weren't meeting were, I don't even know what it was, but it just didn't fit. It was like, I remember, I think it was with like both of them because my son was so little and I wasn't wanting to be away from him. And it was, oh, well, can't you find a sitter? And no, I'm not going to find a sitter. Mm-hmm. I don't have my son every other weekend. I tell you when I'm available. And if you're not available, then you're not available. I'm not going to send my son away to spend time with a man. I'm not going to do that. Mm-hmm. So those were like some of the things that weren't quite like ticking off the boxes. And I almost think it was a test because I finally got to a point where I was like, you know what? These guys are not fitting all of the things that I want. And so it's time for me to let them go. And I didn't realize it got brought to my attention later. One of them, I kind of ended things with on like Valentine's Day. I think he like randomly texted me and I was like, oh, hey, like haven't heard from you, but you know, I think we're just on like a different page and I wish you well, but
you said this to him?
Like this. Yeah.
Yeah.
He told me like a few years later, like, yeah, you like totally just got rid of me and it was Valentine's Day. And I was like, whatever. It's not like we were dating or
yeah.
It's not like I broke up with you. Like, I don't give a fuck about Valentine's Day. You sent me a screenshot and it was February 14th. Anyway, so once I removed that distraction, that really opened things up. And that's when me and my husband started dating, right? Those guys, I think, mm-hmm. were like a test. Like, okay, you say you want this list, this man with all of these characteristics. We're going to send you guys with some of them.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not going to have them all. Are you going to settle? Are you going to do it because you just really want to be in partnership? Or are you going to say, this isn't for me, and then we can bring in the right person?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, within 3 months, my husband and I, you know, we were on our first date in Barcelona.
Yeah. I literally remember this year. Like, I remember all of this, like, playing out. Like, I can even think back to the visuals of, like, seeing this all happen.
It was a good time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a very good time. But... not in that way. Gosh.
It wasn't like that.
It really wasn't like that. That was the part where I was like,
you were chasing
what
him.
What is happening? Huh?
You were chasing your husband for the longest time.
Oh, I was chasing my husband for years. He just got tired of running.
Yeah, pretty much. And now look at you guys.
Now look at us. Now he's obsessed with me.
Yeah.
He is.
Nicole needs time to herself sometimes.
Yeah, I know. He's so sweet. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where I think I'm going to stop. Actually, I'm going to give you guys a couple tips. I'm going to save a lot of the subconscious work, but I'm going to give you guys a little homework to do, okay? So I want you to think about all of the things that you currently want in your life. I want you to think about what your dream life looks like, okay? So write that down. What does that look like? Think about what it looks like. One of the tricks to do is to think about your dream life on a random, like mundane Tuesday or Wednesday, on a day where it's just kind of nothing's happening. Think about what your dream life looks like on that day, okay? Write that down, like try to connect with that. And then I want you guys to also write out, just like the examples that Gabs and I gave today, write out some examples of things that you recognize you have manifested in your life, whether they're good or bad, right? I shared a lot of the bad that I've manifested because I'm realizing, oh, I caused that. And that way it can help you connect to the idea of, oh yeah, I actually have manifested these things. So that way you see that, oh, this is a real thing. I was manifesting all along. I just didn't realize it. So write down the good and the bad, okay? And then I want you to pick one of those things that you wrote down as far as what you want in your dream life. And then I want you to ask your mind, subconscious mind, do I believe that I can have fill in the blank, whatever it is that you think you're asking for? Backtrack. Before you ask your mind, make sure you're grounded into your body and into the moment. So just take like a minute to take some deep breaths, to ground in, to like really clear your energy. Make sure you're feeling really grounded. And then subconscious mind, do I believe that I can have X, Y, and Z? Notice what the first response is that comes in. If it's not an immediate yes, take note of that, because that's most likely a no, right? You'll know if it's a yes. Mm-hmm. And just kind of pay attention to that. Like, huh, why is this coming up? Why was this not an immediate yes for me? Why might this be a no? I have gotten so much clarity from doing the journaling prompts from TBM, because like I said earlier, I'm confident that I manifested my infertility issues. And I journaled one day and it was so early in the morning. And then I texted you, mm-hmm. It was like 6:30. And I was like, you need to call me, or you need to answer when I call you, because I had so many aha moments from uh-huh. this journaling. Mm-hmm. And it blew my mind.
And that's your higher self talking to you when you're journaling. Like,
it was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll save that for maybe another episode, but it was crazy.
A question. Have you been meditating?
Yes.
Oh, yay. Okay. We love it.
I meditated yesterday for 10 minutes. I meditated today for 10 minutes. Yay. I've been doing.
We love it.
I've been meditating to bilateral music. It's not nice, connecting. Huh? Yeah. Not trying to connect, but just
listen.
Meditating mm-hmm. to like white noise bilateral music. I love it. Mm-hmm. So anyway, and then journal on those things, guys. You know, make the list of your dream life. Make the list of the manifestations you've called in. Try to check in to see if you believe your dream life is possible, whatever that manifestation is, and then journal. And if you guys do that, I'm curious to know what comes up for you.
That was great.
And that's all I got. Thanks.
Thanks for driving, and it was nice to vibe. Yeah, I did.
What did you learn? What was helpful for you today? That's what I would always ask my clients when I was done with session.
Oh, what was helpful? just the you being nonspecific as well, of course, and how you called in those manifestations, because it gives me a better idea of like specific versus nonspecific, but what that looked like for you as a nonspecific manifester in human design, which by the way is like a whole nother component, guys, like manifesting and using human design, which is maybe Nikki can talk to that in her subconscious episode, because that's a whole nother thing. Maybe we can do a series on the subconscious or something like that with rewiring your brain and neuroplasticity. Who knows?
I don't know. Maybe I'll turn it into a workshop.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shall we do the card pull?
Yeah, please.
Okay. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say maybe we'll do a workshop. And if you guys were interested in this and are interested in doing your vision board, maybe I'll do another one if I get enough interest in doing a second vision board workshop. Thank you for those of you who were a part of my beta group.
Hey.
I learned a lot, and I'm going to increase the time to 2 hours. So if anyone wants another one, it'll be 2 hours, and we'll figure out a price. I don't know yet. But anyways, let me know if you're interested.
I got so much positive feedback to me, and I hope that was reflected to you as well about the workshop, because I wasn't there. I was flying back, but
yeah
I heard it was really good
feedback.
Yay. Guys, please don't forget to rate and review.
Oh, rate and review.
It really helps us out. And share. Share.
Oh, share with a friend.
Yeah, we're 4-6s. So words of mouth really help us grow in all platforms and offerings that we have. As for the card pool, guys, we have the Tarot of the Divine. It's a really pretty tarot deck. I get a lot of compliments on it. Mm-hmm. So we're just going to go ahead and shuffle and pull a card. Do you want to take a guess as to what it would be in the tarot? You're learning about the tarot right now, Nicole.
I am learning about the tarot. I'm so fascinated by it. I'm actually not as scared of it as I was. Seems a little easier than I thought it would be. Not easier, but.
Well, we're doing a whole episode on.
Yeah, we're going to do a tarot episode and just leave it at that.
Exactly. All right, I'm just going to close my eyes and shuffle. And one flew out. All right, hang on.
It's a flyer.
Ooh, the Five of Cups. This is really pretty. But in this deck, well, this is this deck I don't really work with. I was like, I got to check it out just because every deck works differently. But this one's really pretty because it has a lot of like imagery that relates to folklore and ancient stories. Mm-hmm. And in this deck, it relates to Egyptian mythology. So the Five of, that was the Five of Swords. This is the Five of Cups. Everything I just said, guys. Five of Cups. Stand by. Okay. Oh, La Llorona. Mexican folklore. Oh. Mm-hmm. The Five of Cups is useless regret without learning. She is jealous of her new husband, of her husband's new wife. La Llorona drowns out her own children, and now her wailing ghost wanders the earth. She continues to wallow in grief, refusing to seek redemption or happiness. Upright, this card can mean self-pity, guilt, regret, stagnation, and depression. It did come in upright. And reversed, it means moving on, forgiveness, acceptance, finding peace, and encouragement. So feels like a transitional card for people. Things are moving. Closing out a chapter, new beginnings. Yeah. And actually that is really fitting with like what's currently going on with the astrology, because that's just the vibe with what the planets are doing right now through April. That's what I got for you guys.
Okay. Well, let's leave her behind. We don't like that card.
That story used to scare the shit out of me as a kid.
Yeah. So I'm like, no, thank you. Okay, guys, we hope you enjoyed manifestation. Hopefully you learned something new. If not, that's okay. Come back next week. Maybe you'll learn something else.
She said.
I gotta go.
Yeah.
See you next time.
Okay. Bye.